So, Hare Krishna. I'm very excited to give this presentation. It is perhaps the first time I do this. It's on the life of Haridas Thakur and his teachings. You must know, in old times there were Padyavali kirtans. Devotees would gather together in the evenings, like this, and would sing songs that contained the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. And because the devotees knew Bengali, they knew what was sung, there would be a lead singer who would sing many verses, and then the audience would at times chime in or sing in, and they would also participate. And this Lila Kirtan, as they were called, would create or recreate the eternal pastimes of the Lord on the canvas of the heart of the participants. So because we are not fluent in these ancient languages, old Bengali is also not spoken any longer, some of us are trying to recreate such an experience, but it really, just like kirtan, requires a leader, so to say, or a person who talks about this in a dramatic way. I will try my best. And then you need to all participate. Sometimes you need to shout out in joy. You may have to roll on the ground. No. In England, it is not done here. but in some ways, participate so that we together create this impression. I do not know how it will come out. I do hope that Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will, in some ways, appear and so on. But as I said, we need to create it together, and it's also a question of mercy. So I will now change. I'm no longer the person you know. I'm an ancient storyteller who is opening his book and his heart to let you experience the extraordinary personality of Srila Haridas Thakur and his loving dealings with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, if you can keep Haridas Thakur in your heart, your chanting will be blessed with purity. Therefore, let us start by singing Jaya, Jaya Haridasa. Jaya, Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridas. Jaya Jaya Haridas. Ta. My dear devotees, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish the movement of the singing of the holy name, he took one particular individual to become the main pillar which carried the movement. He took him from an unlikely community, the community of followers of Islam, and he made him the crown jewel of his movement, showing once and for all that the chanting of the holy name is beyond all sectarian concerns. It is something that exists, if I want to quote our Navin Krishna, before religion even. It's so inherent. So we will hear today about the extraordinary relationship of Haridas Thakur to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the chanting of the holy name. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he followed a very strict schedule. He would be alone in the morning, calling out the holy names and remembering Krishna. In the afternoons, he would be there for darshan. People could see him, and a little later, he would take everyone, including the children, out for Nam Sankirtan. My dear devotees, in the Sankirtan, the Lord would circumambulate the Jagannath Puri temple, and then he would draw the devotees together, sometimes before the Lion Gate, sometimes before other gates, and chant there. And my dear devotees, the Lord became so absorbed in chanting his own holy names that tears spurted from his eyes like water from a syringe. There was, however, one activity that sometimes not even the most confidential devotees could understand, which the Lord would have on his schedule. When he had done his noon duties and taken his bath, he would always come by one kutia, one little hut, in which two of his dear devotees were residing, Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur. And he would visit them. Haridas Thakur was known to chant from the early morning hours, 2 o'clock in the morning, around the clock till late at night. Sometimes he would be so absorbed in the ecstatic feelings of relishing the Lord's presence that he would not find time to sleep. And when the morning sun rose again, he would say, why is the sun rising? I have not even started to chant. I'm not really into it. I have not really reached the chanting. Why, son, are you so cruel as to rise untimely? My dear devotees, Haridas Thakur relished Krishna's presence as the holy name. Every day, Govinda Das, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come by and bring Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath to Haridas Thakur. And on days where he did not bring Mahaprasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried the Mahaprasad on himself. Now, one day, and that's the day about which we will hear, when Govindadas came, he found Haridas lying on his back, chanting his rounds very slowly. Govindadas was immediately concerned. Haridas Thakur would chant 192 rounds each day, of which he chanted 64 rounds in a loud voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
64 rounds he would chant softly. This is, by the way, how devotees traditionally chant. It's called Upangsu. It goes like this. And 64 additional rounds he would chant in his mind. And as he was closing his eyes, he was chanting while seeing the pastimes of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says a typical round takes from 6 to 7 minutes. But the rounds which are chanted in the mind, that is absorbed, can take 3 minutes only per rounds. So when Govindadas came, he had a question. He waited. Haridas Thakur needed to finish his round. Then Govindadas asked, when will you take your prasad? Today I'm fasting. I have not finished my rounds yet. But how can I disrespect the Mahaprasad from the Lord? Let me pay my obeisances to the prasad which you brought, and let me take a morsel. But my regulation is I cannot eat before I finished my rounds. Govindadas was very, very concerned, and he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him, Haridas has not finished his rounds, and therefore he has not taken his meals, not even Mahaprasad. I think Haridas has something in his mind which he wishes to tell only you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped immediately anything and everything he was doing and rushed to Haridas Thakur. Oh Haridas, are you well? He asked when he reached. My Lord, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence is not well. Oh Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease might be? My Lord, My disease is that I'm unable to complete my rounds. For devotees who have given a commitment to chant a certain number of rounds, to stick with that commitment is more important than eating and sleeping. Prabhupada comments on this, that of all the various orders the spiritual master gives, his order to complete 16 rounds is the most important. Now, Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, when he said, my disease is I can't finish. Now your body is old, Haridas. You may reduce the number of your daily rounds. You are already liberated. You have no need to follow the regulative principles of completing your rounds very strictly. But Haridas was not satisfied. My dear devotees, these great devotees, they complete a certain number, Shankhya Purvakanama Gana Natibi. Like the Goswamis, they in Vrindavan, they chanted Sankhya. Sankhya means a certain number. They are singing songs of Krishna with loving tears in their eyes. They offer Dandavat Pranam to all the Vaishnavas who come. They write books. Haridas Thakur did not write, but he spoke so much about Krishna that distributed all over Bengal, there are scriptures which he had spoken and which were written not in shorthand but in quickhand, so that Bhaktivinod Thakur could collect all of them and write his famous Harinam Chintamani, in which he talks about a conversation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Haridas based on these various writings by devotees who had in quickhand copied the lectures or the statements of Haridas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of chanting the holy name. Now, you are elderly, please, I request you, reduce your efforts in chanting so much. My dear devotees, listen now to Haridas' answer, because we will soon after this answer, this amazing answer, we will close our eyes and chant the Maha Mantra in the spirit which Haridas imbibes into our hearts. I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to Vaikuntha. You are actually fully independent. You caused the whole world to dance according to your free will. You have also made me dance, my Lord. please allow me now to finish my dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
conversation takes place. Haridas, weakened by his condition, is half lying on his back. His eyes are wet with the tears of a lover. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, splendid, brilliant, beautiful, with lotus eyes, sits and looks in the eyes of Haridas. One lover looks in the eyes of the other lover. Something very sweet that is not expressed in words goes on between them. Haridas had said, "You made me dance in many ways. Let my dance now be finished." Hare Krishna, please sing along. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Haridas Thakur mean when he said you have made me dance in so many ways? Well, one thing was when Haridas Thakur was tried by the rulers, and when he was asked to say the kalma, the creed, you know, I believe in this. And he had laughed. He had said, there's only one God. There's no Hindu God and Muslim God. There's only one Lord who makes all others believe in their way and worship in their way. But it is He who resides in the heart of everyone. The rulers became agitated and condemned him to be whipped publicly in 22 bazaars, so that all the Hindus would see what would happen to someone who opposed the government or the rule. My dear devotees, beating someone, a convict, with canes is still done in Singapore. Usually after 3 lashes, the convict passes out and loses consciousness, and his skin and his back needs to be sewn together because it splits from the powerful lashes. Haridas Thakur was publicly punished in 22 marketplaces. But he danced. He raised his arms. He chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Later Mahaprabhu told him, I wanted to come in between you and the canes, the lashes. I wanted to punish your torturers, but you begged me. That's all right, it is very pleasant. And I couldn't do anything. Look, Haridas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had turned around, and on the back of his golden body, Haridas could see the streaks which were administered to his back had left on the back of the Lord, who took this all on him. And it was then that he fainted. You have made me dance in 22 marketplaces under unusual circumstances. And it was you who have chosen me to go out with the divine madman. Nityananda, yes. who sometimes would jump into the Ganga and play with the crocodiles. He's so unconventional. You made me dance at the Shraddha ceremony of Advaitacharya. You used me as your puppet. This is also the feeling of Prabhupada. He said to, in his famous arrival prayers, "Oh Lord Chaitanya, oh my Lord, make me dance, make me dance, make me dance now as you wish in the country of America." No? A devotee does not feel happy when he says, "I have done this." A devotee feels happy when he said, "You made me dance, my Lord, as you felt." "Now," said Haridas, "I have a final request. I feel that very soon the day will come when you will close your pastimes in the material world. If that happens and you leave, I will not be able to tolerate your separation. So before that moment comes, let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face, and then give up this body before you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was struck to the core. He said, "My dear Haridas, but how will I live without you? You are so dear to merciful Krishna. But I think because you are so dear, he will execute what is your desire. But tell me, why are you so selfish? Whatever happiness I receive is due to your association. It is not fitting for you to leave me behind and go." "My dear Lord," Haridas said, "please do not create this illusion. There are so many respectable personalities here, devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are helping you in your pastimes. If an ant dies, what is the loss to the world?" "My Lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsala, the affectionate caretaker of your Bhaktas. I have stated my desire. Kindly do not put an illusion before me and kindly fulfill it." The Lord felt great pain in his heart, and he could not bring it over his heart to agree to Haridas Thakur's request to leave his body in his presence. He said, "Haridas, let me see what is Krishna's desire." But it was settled that the next day, right after his darshan at Lord Jagannath's place, the Lord would visit Haridas again. "My dear devotees, let us exit for a moment and look at this. In Vaishnavism, we find that great personalities leave their bodies according to their own will. Who is an example? Yes, Grandfather Bhishma. Srila Prabhupada wanted to stop eating and drinking, which is a way in which spiritualists exit the central prison of this world. When their last days have come, it is not really suicide, it is just unplugging the burden, the body which cannot be used for service, from its supply source, and leaving it up to Krishna how long he wants to maintain the body. It can sometimes take on months if Krishna wants to maintain the body. Next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates to the residence of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur somehow got up and offered his obeisances to the Lord and then to each single Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Haridas, what are the news?" And Haridas looked beggingly and imploringly at the Lord and said, "Whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, that are the news." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked towards Vrakashvara Pandit, and Vrakashvara Pandit started a very slow and sweet kirtan. Vrakashvara Pandit is one of the singers and dancers of Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to glorify Haridas as if he had 1,000 mouths. He said, "This Jay, that Jay," and so on. He glorified Haridas Thakur, for instance, for his determination. "Did you know, my dear devotees, that Maya personified had tried all her amazing temptation tricks or ways, but Haridas was not distracted in the least, and Maya Devi personally decided to become his disciple?" Huh? She became a devotee of Krishna, although she was before that a devotee of Rama. So all the devotees who saw this great devotee getting ready and Mahaprabhu had relented, offered their obeisances to Haridas, and then Haridas took the dust from the lotus feet of each single devotee and joyfully rubbed it on his head. Then Haridas made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit before him. He took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, a blessing that was not given to anyone else. Just imagine, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had forbidden even that the Charanamritam, the water that had washed his feet, would be drunk by anyone. But now he did not object to his lotus feet. Then Haridas Thakur began to chant. Please join. "Sri Krishna Chaitanya Yeah, he chanted much, not as a sleepy exercise, but Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
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 And then everyone witnessed a miracle. Shining like so many suns, Haridas Thakur developed a blissful countenance. He smiled, and as easy as you walk from one room to another, the soul left Haridas Thakur and entered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone was reminded of Bhishma Dev's passing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed by ecstatic love. He lifted the body of Haridas and started to dance and dance and dance, and the devotees became helpless with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in big ecstasy, and the devotees were in big ecstasy. Oh, so much ecstasy. Because here, a great devotee had reached his final perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the kirtan started to pick up, started to dance and dance. Sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare
In your mind's eye, please picture Sachana Mahaprabhu, tall, tall, tall figure, so beautifully formed, with broad shoulders, a thin waist of a lion. He has only a little cloth, like perhaps like the length of a gamsha, but it's saffron color. And in his arms he holds his dear beloved Haridas and cries tears of ecstasy mixed with the tears of separation. Swarup Damodar informed the Lord, "Oh my Lord, now many rituals and ceremonies are needed." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will do everything myself." And he led a procession to the ocean, bathed the body of Haridas in the waves of the ocean, and declared, "Samudrae mohotirta hoila." This ocean is from now on a Mahatirta. Maha, not a small tirta, Mahatirta. Everyone, then he gave him an abhishek, and everyone drank the water. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sandalwood that had come from the temple of Jagannath and mixed it with a little water and wiped it all over the body of Haridas. Then with his own big hands he dug a hole in the sand where he placed the body of Haridas inside. Then he put all kinds of auspicious articles in this hole. Silken robes, the dress of Jagannath, Mahaprasad. My dear devotees, there is great power in holy objects. It's said if you put in the funeral pyre of someone who is cremated a little dry stick of a tulsi plant, he will go back to Godhead. It's always good to place tulsi leaves, bring Ganga water, and so on. In some Vaishnava traditions, my dear devotees, Vaishnavas who are cremated or buried are given the instrument of their service. There was this one queen who had heard about the pastimes of Krishna and had then gone to Vrindavan Dham and had given up all her ornaments and taken to Jaruseva. A little Jaru is a little hand broom, and had wiped the path, or swiped the path around Govardhan. And when she was cremated, the Vaishnavas took the broom, the instrument of her service, and put it on her chest. Maybe some of you, we have to put a laptop on your chest or burn that. But the idea is, the instrument, the service is sacred. It's our connection with Krishna, and therefore a very sacred instrument. Yes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu poured scent, and then everyone poured scent on Haridas Thakur's body. He was buried, and then a stone platform was made with a fence. Then a great kirtan happened, and at the end everyone bathed in the sea. But that is not the end. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to celebrate his dear devotee and show that indeed he cares for his devotees, and personally begged Mahaprasadam and arranged a huge prasadam feast for the whole town of Puri, where he served the whole town. It is described he was both sad and jubilant. My dear devotees, let us look at Haridas' lives. Let us see how he was so determined for the spiritual world, spiritual reality. When he was sick, he continued to chant. Haridas Thakur is an example of placing first things first in our lives. It is said that anyone who takes shelter of Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya for teaching the holy names, is blessed with the ability to learn how to chant. Some devotees therefore keep deities. There's a pranam mantra to Haridas Thakur, which is chanted, "I bow down to Haridas, the Namacharya who taught all the devotees how to chant the holy name in ecstasy." But we can take shelter in Haridas by raising our hands in the air and just singing this mantra, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, please. Jaya Jaya Haridasa, Haridas Thakur, Jaya Jaya Haridas, Haridas Thakur. Before we rest this beautiful katha on Haridas Thakur, I just wanted to make a little comment. You know, when Brahma had stolen the cowherd boys in order to test if Krishna would really be God and able to restore the cowherd boys, and when Krishna had shown him, hey, Brahma, you worship Narayan, look what happens now. And he had expended himself in the misplaced or in the stolen or kidnapped coward boys. And then all the cowherd boys, before Brahma's eyes, turned into Om Namo, into Narayan's, you know, Brahma worships Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, a form of the Lord with four hands. At that time, Brahma felt really bad. Krishna had changed back into his original form, and Brahma prayed. But Krishna looked with an unmoved face, just like this. And it was not possible for Brahma to understand if Krishna had forgiven him, or if he was angry at him, or if he had another idea in his mind, because Krishna is Gambhira. His mind is very deep and unscrutinable. Then Brahma was still irritated. He had not, Krishna just looked at him without showing even any sign in his face. And Brahma felt really bad, and he went on Braj Mandal Parikram, it's described, to purify himself by visiting the different places of Krishna's pastime. Then he came back. And then Krishna had a talk with him. Brahma, you stole my playmates for me, my beloved cowherd boys. Yes, said Brahma, because I was bewildered by pride. Can you please take this pride away from me? So Krishna had confidentially told him, yes, I will take my incarnation, my avatar is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then you will come and assist me in my pastime. Oh, said Brahma, wonderful. Thank you, I can assist you. Yes, and we will also take your pride away. Wonderful, wonderful. You will be born in a Yavana family as Haridas Thakur. Wonderful, wonderful, said Brahma. And in this way, all traces of pride will go from you. You will be not accepted by everyone in society, and you will pass a trial. You know that, you know, the 22 marketplaces. So, yes, so this is Krishna's way of dealing with his devotees. My dear devotees, he does make such a heavy arrangement for every one of us, but he takes gently our pride so that we can taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. We will just end with 5 minutes of kirtan. I want to stop in time because tomorrow is a very important day, a full day. So please stay, and if you can, please do one thing. Try to direct your mind as you sing at this beautiful scene where the Lord fulfills Haridas Thakur's desire. Or if you do not wish to go there, it's a beautiful scene, but if you, for some reason, you please have the wonderful image of Mahaprabhu before your eyes. Hare Krishna, na 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 na. We all have heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described he would conquer all opposition by his wonderful beauty. He had the golden effulgence, a smile, lotus eyes. Please try to remember any good picture or any good deity you have seen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
See, Lord Chaitanya has not come in all of your minds. See means you can see by the vibration of the atmosphere. The art of remembrance or meditation in Gaudiya Vaishnavism starts with Nam Smaranam. What this means is that you chant, and the chanting goes through all the faculties of your mind. In simple language, as you chant, you try to let the sound vibration enter your mind, perhaps like a tea bag enters or is placed into a glass of hot water, and then colors the water with a nice golden color or whatever is the color. So please chant with absorption by simply being with your mind at every syllable of the holy name. Please start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And my dear everyone, please chant one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Hare Das, Jaya Hare Das, Jaya Hare Das, Jaya Hare Das,
Jaya Hare Das, Jaya Hare Das,
Jaya Prabhu Pada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gaura Prema Nandi Hare Hare Mor. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, it was a great honor to tell this wonderful pastime and glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love to his devotees in general and to Haridas Thakur in specific. I think our Abhiram is also here and will give us an orientation about whatever we need to know. But do you also feel how the atmosphere is so wonderful? Can you? It's a, so many items are in the atmosphere, like a beautiful banquet which has various items. I'm learning a lot about proper banquets in this Panavasena retreat. I will become as round as a ball. It's so wonderful. I have the best cooks of the universe. Yes, there are many tastes. There's this taste, that taste, bitter taste, pungent. Pungent I didn't find because they are very kind to me. and salty and everything. So I find really in this wonderful How could you say community, I think, of Pandavasena devotees? There is such a welcoming and open atmosphere for really astonishing and freedom-loving people. I hear one family has taken an airplane and come by airplane here out of, you know, speciality of tastes, you know. And even older Pandavasenas, we call them, I believe, alumni, feel attracted to come and spend time and feel the juice of life or young life coursing through their veins. It is a wonderful opportunity to have such a community that is so diverse, that has so many various devotees and is so welcoming to everyone. What is the motto? From cradle to grave, you know, everyone is there. We don't yet have really old people, but it will come. So it is very, very... do you also feel this? Is it... I hope I don't make a hype statement where you have to hype back or so, otherwise you will be killed. No. joking. but I understand these are German jokes. They are not sitting well with British humor. So very nice. I feel very... I was a little bit... Oh, I've just come from India and oh, I'm so tired. But now I feel like 18 years old or something. So it's very, very kind, warm, tender atmosphere. And many tastes are in there. So good, I better stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo.
His Highness the Swami Maharaj, Dr. Francis' fitness session, that old people might come sooner than he thinks. So. We had a lot happening today. A recap of the day. We began with a Java session led by His Holiness Tejananda Swami Maharaj this morning. How many of you attended that? Yeah, it was actually pretty packed. Surprisingly, I thought people would stay, but a lot of people came in the morning, so thank you for joining that. Maharaj,
I'm so good to feed that session this morning. And tomorrow also there's our Keshava Maharaj will lead, but I will take also part because, my dear devotees, when you sit together and do japa together, it's a delightful flight above the clouds, you know. It's really, did you also feel that you're carried by the energy and the little prompts which the japa facilitator gives? Very nice. Please try to, of course you will go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, then it's not possible, but those of you who have some feeling of regulated times, I'm not saying you should, but it's a festival also, but if you can, please join us.